This podcast is a member of the Place to Be Nation family. Visit us at placetobenation.com, the only place to be in your pop culture world.
Place to Be Nation, welcome to a Mission Indiepossible live watch. It is special because we had no idea that this was going to drop on the WWE Network. In the Hidden Gem section, 1989, a pilot of the AWA Team Series Challenge. And first, let me bring in my normal co-host of this show, of our live watches, Mr. Jordan Duncan. How are you doing, Jordan?
I'm good. I don't know that normal's the right word to use here, but there's snow on the ground. It's a Friday afternoon as we record, and I don't feel like doing work, so this is perfect.
Yes, very early November as we're recording this. My pumpkins and jack-o'-lanterns are still out, and they are covered in snow.
Yep. Mm-hmm. I'm eating Halloween candy and watching the snow fall.
That's what I was doing before I called you.
It's a true joy.
We had no intention of doing this today, but as this came up, I'm like, oh, like I've always wanted to see the Team Challenge series. I've seen a couple of them on ESPN. And I clicked on it, and this was not the Team Challenge series from ESPN. Like I said, this is direct-to-home video release. I watched the first 4 minutes and laughed so hard that I had a pause and said, no, I can't watch any more of this unless I'm watching it with Jordan and or other people.
Yeah, it's a shame we couldn't get Glenn on here, but short notice kind of prevents us from getting the whole squad in, so... So what's funny about this show is if you read they give you like a little one sentence description. This is a unreleased home video pilot. Mm-hmm. So this is their attempt to get a video series off the ground. I haven't even watched 4 minutes of it, so we'll see.
All right. Well, it is a trip. So you are watching it on your laptop. I'm watching it on my Roku, and I say this because there's probably going to be some volume going through so I can hear what's going on. Because the commentary in the first 4 minutes alone was just outstanding. So what we're going to do is we'll tell you where it is. It's in the WWE Hidden Gem section, October 23, 1989. We are paused on the opening scene, which is wrestling at its best, an American flag waving in the wind.
That's right. The American Wrestling Association.
Yes.
AWA, baby.
All right, well, we are going to count you in so we can sync this up. You can watch at home, and we will do that in 3, 2, 1.
That flag is waving slowly, but it's waving. Yeah. Oh, my!
And we are right into...
Now, what if my wife had just walked in, Steve?
Well, she'd be scratching her head like that referee. So there are women in... cheerleading outfits in a very small ring.
Would we call those cheerleading outfits?
No. They are singing a song. There is rock and roll music.
One of these women is a boxer and she just hit a backhanded fist.
Yay! The world's...
Oh, and here's Vern.
With a tackle box and his doggy.
Yep. And what's that pose? Is that called man-spreading, the way he's sitting there?
Yeah, you could see Vern's little Ganyas.
Yeah, little Greg. The dog is about as bored as we might be. Who knows?
This is a brand new era of the AWA.
Yeah, when I think brand new, I think Vern Gagne.
Yes.
He's really happy, though. Okay. We've got some track suits, windbreakers.
Yes, back in a studio at your local technical college, we have Greg Gagne and Ralph. Was it Strangest?
I'm not sure. But Greg looks like he just met this guy. He's hearing him talk for the first time.
We're going to see some Beverly Hill knockouts and wait until you see what they do in the ring. New, exciting rock and roll.
I just saw a missed diving headbutt on the monitor back there.
Oh, God. New fans are going to feel what I felt for 16 years. So the gimmick is that they're going to have cameras looking in really close up.
Oh, no. First thing he said that we'll feel is, oh, Tommy Jammer. I hope he wears that turtleneck.
So we have fake fans in an 80s video and Tommy Jammer, 6'4", 240.
Is this Tron? Oh, there really are no fans.
Yeah, there is no crowd. There are two people, a referee, a cameraman at ringside.
But I hear fans. I hear them cheering.
Yes. It is pumped in. Tom Burton, Tommy Jammer against.
Oof, we're going to feel that arm drag.
Yes. God, this is the best. This is when I had to pause it. They have slow motion replay, which is brand new. You've never seen it in wrestling before.
Yep, invented in 1989. And now people at the bar don't like what's happening. Okay. The amount of work is with it. I mean, granted, we can laugh at how foolish this looks. But in 1989, you know, just to edit a video and things like that. Here's a slow-mo of that body.
A super slow-mo of a body slam with the volume, so you hear it reverberating.
Wow. We can feel that. Is that a ponytail or a mullet? What is a... What has he got here?
Tommy Jammer's got a mullet. And now there are three body slams in a row by Jammer.
Gosh, I hope we don't have to see all three of them again.
Burton calling a timeout.
Yep.
Yeah, there is the worst crowd noise ever piped in right now. The ring around the ring is completely black.
And the ring looks so small, too.
Yeah.
Oh, big miss punch. Another arm drag.
Yeah. Whoa.
Oh, she likes it.
I just went to a local bar and stuck cameras right in people's faces.
You're right.
Power slam. This is great. To the ropes. Tommy. Ultimate Warrior splash. And that is it. Body slams, arm drag, a power slam, and a splash. Well, Tommy Jammer with the win.
Greg told us exactly what we would be seeing. And he was right. Whoa. Listen to that sound of that power slam. If you're listening along with us, I don't know if you usually turn the volume down, but I would recommend listening to this one with the volume up.
Meanwhile, at a Minnesota County Sports
Fran Park. Tarkenton jersey on the wall.
Wah! Now we're to Sergeant Slaughter and Baron Von Raschke.
The Blitzers, yep.
Sergeant Slaughter wearing his G.I. Joe outfit.
Baron Von Raschke is a guy I remember as a kid, and I remember just hating him, not like in a bad guy way, but just because he just seemed like such an old guy, you know? Yeah. They're not a team. They're team captains.
Yep.
Okay.
Sergeant Slaughter picked Colonel De Beers.
Well, okay. Is Jake the Milkman Milligan is picked?
Yes, he is in this somewhere. Baron Von Raschke has picked Paul Diamond because he's trustworthy. Hmm. They're making it seem like if you over the top rope, you're eliminated?
Probably like permanently because as we saw, it's just a black abyss outside of the ring.
So little Ralphie here is already trying to get a catchphrase over, which is punch the button. Asking Greg to press the instant replay button.
Okay. Greg looks like he'd rather be anywhere in the world.
Ah!
Oh, the Curtis Hotel. Oh, that's the Minnesota Wrecking Crew.
Yeah.
Yep. Also known, of course, as the Beverly Brothers.
Yeah, me, Mike Enos. Yep. They're pretending they're knocking down a hotel with sledgehammers off a green screen.
So are we to believe that those hotels are just man-sized or they're hotel-sized men?
They are hotel-sized men.
Okay, well, then that's going to be really hard to defeat them, I think. I legit think we could recreate this in terms of the technology just with, like, Snapchat filters.
Oh, they're going to destroy us.
Yep.
Mean Mike Enos and Wayne the Train Bloom. I hope they come out to the Tron. Yes, they do.
Oh, my God.
Johnny Valiant pointing to the Tron sky as if there are people there, but there's not. The crowd
and the crowd is in fast forward.
And it's the exact same video as before because there's a guy in blue drinking a beer. Valiant just pretending there's people in the upper deck.
We can't rewind, but next time the crowd comes out, it's only a crowd of about 15 people.
Yes. This is Jerry Lynn.
Oh, my.
Jerry Lynn and Ricky Rice.
In the purple is Jerry?
Yeah. I'm assuming it's the same one because he said it's Jerry Lynn. He's a former gymnast.
Well, they got their sledgehammers, so they must be cerebral assassins. These fans are happy.
These fans happy realize that there's no one there and that, God, Jerry Lynn looks beautiful.
Do you think that was just the Gagne family Thanksgiving? Those people booing?
Because they're laughing, clearly knowing that they're
right.
Just filming this. Me and Mike got a headlock on Enos, and whoa, that is a shoulder block.
Yeah, Kevin Bacon didn't like that.
Ricky Rice has on, is that cow print jammers?
I think so.
Zebra print jammers.
There zebra print, okay. So it's like Yoshinari Ogawa.
Yes.
He's the American only version.
Not at all. A secondary.
He's not feeling it.
I think they said that either they're on the trek for the tag team titles or they are the tag team champions.
Oh, gosh. If you have motion sickness, this camera work might prevent you from making it through this show.
They should have a seizure warning like on old
games. Oh, the pretty young ladies in the crowd really like Ricky and Jerry.
Oh, my God. Jerry is just a beautiful man.
Yep.
A very curly mullet.
Here. Looks like he has one of those like mustaches where the hair is so light colored you can't tell until you really look that it's there.
Yeah, but thick like Scott Hall.
Yeah.
The gold
body slam doesn't get him out of the armbar.
And he black and white like sprinkle tights on Jerry Lynn with pink flowers. This is going at a good pace, but it is like training camp level offense.
Yeah. Oh, it's all arm drags, arm bars, and body slams. Oh, here's a monkey flip.
Yeah. High spot.
Yeah. Really get him.
Like that is the biggest high spot we've seen.
Yep.
Oh.
And that arm drag was not much. Announcer's actually saying what I was wondering is why is Ricky Rice just standing there?
And not going for a pin.
Right.
More arm tracks.
Now, I think Mike Enos was around longer than Wayne Bloom, because I remember he was in WCW in, you know, the late in 98, 99, but...
Yep, doing, like, singles matches.
Whatever happened to old Wayne Bloom? Do you think he was stuck in the vortex here? Do you think he's living in, you know, some sort of 3D alternate reality?
We've been doing the TNA... Asylum years we watch on Main Event, and Jerry Lynn has been, in my opinion, the MVP of the first 10 episodes.
Oh, is he fighting AJ already in those first? Like, I know that was an early feud. I don't know how early. Though.
Yeah, they are a tag team. They are the tag team champions. And it started off that AJ wasn't respecting Jerry Lynn, and they've been going back and forth attacking each other. And it's actually the best angle.
Hmm. Better than a midget, pleasuring himself in a garbage can, huh?
Yes. Well, there seems to be an argument among
I don't want to go. Fake crowd. Fight.
Oh, yeah. Clearly, this isn't a soundstage. I just saw the scaffolding. There is not one person in the crowd except.
We had a little bit of an editing mishap there, too.
Yeah. He has taken control. Jerry Lynn in a lot of pain, allegedly.
So, what's funny is this is clearly taped with no fans. So right. they could retape whatever they want to get the best match possible. So what we're seeing is the best possible match that they could have recorded.
Oh, we have a big spot coming up, a double team move. Ooh, a double elbow.
Jeez, that'll finish any normal man. But Jerry Lynn, I think, you know, he's got a hole in his tights there. My goodness.
Oh, they're really picking up the offense now. Is this going to be another a power slam? No, shoulder block. Oh, she's so embarrassed.
Don't tell Jerry I like him. Johnny Valentine doesn't really know what to do. That scaffold is right there. So every slow motion move we've seen so far, by the way, has been a power slam and a body slam.
Yeah. Oh, I think he let Jerry Lynn up. Oh, Doomsday Device. Stolen right from the World Warriors. The exact same move. That is a three count.
Ricky sees his teammate get hit with a deadly move
and decides, walks away.
All right, I'll stop talking to the ref and head outside now.
I think it is important to note that every single competitor so far, all six, plus Johnny Valiant, all have had mullets.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, they are. They are very upset.
I know for a fact we've already seen that clip of a booing fan. Yes. Already. Oh, it's Bischoff.
Yes. Bischoff with gray hair in 1989.
It looks like a raccoon skin wig.
They're worried that Jerry Lynn broke his neck. That was a disgusting move that he did. Johnny Valiant is just babbling.
Yeah.
They'll take a head up a freaking goose. It's outlawed everywhere but Hong Kong.
And maybe this is where this was taped.
Yeah.
Who knows? This is where Bischoff probably came up with the idea this night for, what was it, Mat Rats?
Yes.
That hair is something.
So their team, they're going up again. The tag team is Larry Zbyszko?
Good enough to be two men.
Oh, coming up next, folks, Rock and Roll in the Beverly Hills Knockout.
Ooh.
Sergeant Slaughter back with his G.I. Joe patch. You know, I had the Sergeant Slaughter G.I. Joe figure.
Was that the mail-away figure that was rare, or was that William Refrigerator Perry?
I have both of them. They were both mail-away. Okay.
Yeah, I remember the mail-ins were tough to get because you had to keep the box, you know, the back of the boxes and mail those in, four or five of them, right?
Yes.
Now, is Sarge holding a cigar? Is it a bullet? Oh, it's his little, like,
Yes.
Yeah, I don't know what that thing's called.
So Sergeant Slaughter is cutting the exact same promo we saw 5 minutes, almost word to word. So it will be De Beers versus Paul Diamond in an over-the-top rope.
I assume that's an American flag back there, but it's zoomed in really far.
Sarge Slaughter pointing and yelling at pretending that he's pointing to Colonel De Beers.
Oh, look at all those spelling bees he's won.
This is the first time an enlisted man has ever told Colonel De Beers what to do.
Colonel so Sarge De Beers.
Slaughter picked him because he's savvy, and he knows he's a...
I wonder if the song Raspberry Beret was written about Colonel De Beers.
Well, they're, you know, both based in
Minnesota. Yeah, that's how it very well could be. I don't even know what flag that's supposed to be.
What? So they're claiming that there was randomness with the teams, but Slaughter just said that he picked Colonel De Beers. Maybe it was just for this match.
Greg Gagne just has those eyes that say, I'm being held here against my will. Please, someone send help. What's this other guy's name again?
What's that?
What's the other guy's name?
Richard Stargus?
Richard Stargus.
Oh, here we go. The Hollywood Knockouts.
Oh, things are about to get sexy.
Round one. They are in a completely different
Is that Charles in Charge's friend refereeing there?
Yeah. This does actually have people there. What kind of editing is this? High fives, clapping.
There's nothing more than 5 seconds at a time.
Yep. Greg Gagne said he's never seen anything like this in his life.
I mean, honestly, neither have I.
No. So this one, none of these women are named. Okay, the blonde barmer.
Okay.
Who is? Whoa! What the hell?
Is she punching us?
They're pretending she's punching the camera.
You think this is a 3D video release?
Yeah. They're making it seem like they're punching the other person in a point of view method. However, none of them are wearing cameras. So it would be impossible to do it.
I guess that's the first round.
Yes. Mustang Sally, who is a woman in a pink dress shirt with her bra exposed, is the manager.
Yeah, and she's probably the most tastefully dressed of all of them, believe it or not. Yes. There's a woman there wearing elbow-length gloves. Maybe she's cold, I don't know. This round two, okay.
Oh my god. This bout is sanctioned by the Beverly Hills Knockout Committee, so that's good. Like, this is a sanction.
Do you think those are regulation boxing trunks?
Blonde Bomber is down. We get a point of view from the referee.
Yeah, Willie Ames. Give it the count. There. Now, is that
whoa,
the other?
The gloves are off.
Oh, the gloves are off, and she didn't even use her fists. Okay.
She's used her knees.
Snapmare.
Some awful. God, what is going on?
So she let go of her, and what? She still rocked her head back two or three more times.
And important to note, too, that all the women in this match also have mullets.
Yep. Well, she tries the pinfall, but Buddy will have none of it.
The Beverly Hills Knockout Committee is not going to have any of this when they go back and see the replay.
Yeah, I call it the BHKC for short, but yeah.
Somehow the Blonde Bomber has her...
Yeah, the gloves are back on, and yet they're still doing wrestling moves.
I wonder if the Rock and Roll is going to be seen. Or if it's going to be cut out due to copyright.
To be honest, I could see why this would have some sort of appeal in the home video market in 1989. You just have to go to the back of the video store to watch. Oh!
That's a knockout punch.
The spinning knockout blow.
Apparently that was the end of the round.
Okay, saved by the bell. Even the round cards look poorly made.
Uh-oh. Oh, Sally's interfered, and Gomer and is quite upset.
Lita Ford's really upset.
Yeah.
And some bearded guy for some reason, too.
The manager is in the ring attempting to do a body slam.
Yeah.
She's now completely in her underwear and gives a back and pair of
inner shoes. Yeah. Who's the good guy here?
Not the Blonde Bomber.
See, I thought it was the Blonde because I thought she was the one that got jumped at the beginning, but I guess, I don't know.
Oh, Slaughterhouse is the good girl.
Okay.
Whoa.
Wow, that was like a Jushin Liger type move, which I guess I've never seen Jushin without his mask, so maybe that's him. Her. Junior Seau likes it, all right?
Who gets up first? What? Mustang Sally now holding up her hands? Well, the AWA has always been the pioneer, and they're on the cutting edge with the Team Challenge Series.
Okay.
Ralph, as you know, we pick three teams, and each and every week, those teams will be vying for points, and they'll compete in some unique and different matches. Oh, team that wins will win $1 million.
$1 million, huh? This really seems like a company that's got $1 million to give away.
So did this eventually turn into the ESPN series? Only...
I don't know. Maybe the pilot was picked up. Oh.
There's already points. Okay. Larry's Legends got 16. Baron's Blitzer's 15. Sergeant Snipers have 13. We have no idea how that happened.
They rolled dice backstage. Were either of those women represented? Who's Mel Gibson's in the AWA?
Earth is rotating, and it's giving off like a UFO.
Yeah, sound. It's almost like giving sunlight. Were we given a name for this guy?
It's Paul Diamond.
Okay.
They're calling him The Rock.
Diamond Dallas Page reference. Oh, you know what I was thinking? Okay. Well, it was, Paul Diamond was mentioned in my head. Pat Tanaka appeared.
Hmm.
Former teammate of Paul Diamond. I don't even know what team he's on. He's mentioned Diamond Dallas Page. He mentioned the Claw of Baron Von Raschke. Okay, so look, there's a guy in a... He just fell down on the left. But you can also see him in the back on the right side. So there's apparently 12 people there. Oh, the colonel is making his entrance. What is this?
Colonel DeVere is a great representation of apartheid.
Yes.
Whoa, he just walked into the crowd video.
Now the Longhorn Steakhouse fans are watching.
Yeah, I'm hoping there are more of these available. I know there's like some random ones on YouTube.
So a lot of these AWA guys, obviously they had runs in WWF and they were in NWA and stuff. Colonel DeBeers is a guy that I don't ever remember seeing anywhere but the AWA.
I think he might have shown up at World Class once or twice.
I was going to say, I'm sure he was somewhere else, but, you know, and again, that was probably 30 years ago, if not more. Mm-hmm. That I was watching this stuff. Oh, okay. That was quite a head
flying scissor. Head scissors. So, yeah.
Don't teach you that, Colonel. Don't teach you how to defend that in the military.
There are a bunch of the AWA Team Challenge series in 1990.
Okay. So, despite what we say about it, this pilot episode worked.
Yeah.
All right, that.
Because I thought I saw a couple of them on ESPN Classics.
That flying, second flying heads just looked a little better than the first.
Yeah. First person to send us a complete order of these wins.
Yeah. I want to know how they gave, you know, already like 45 points have been scored at this point.
Yes.
And also, too, does each team only have two people on it?
So far, that's all they have said, yeah. Is Paul Diamond and Colonel Beers. They claim that this has happened. Yeah. They're claiming
Kenny Omega there watching.
Yeah, this is happening in sports bars across the country. Oh, the speed really picking up now. Nice bump off of a dropkick by De Beers. Yeah,
the Colonel is clearly wearing army pants.
Yeah.
But if you get a good inside look at them, they appear just to be sweatpants. Not even wrestling trunks, just sweatpants.
If you're going to slow down the action with slow motion, at least make sure the move hits pretty well. Because right. That one, it was the dropkick looked great in regular speed.
Yep. And then it's like, hey, want to see how this didn't happen?
Yeah, it kind of nipped him in the right leg, hit the chest. Diving headbutt by De Beers. Man, that move.
Yeah, that's kind of a random move for the Colonel to pull out.
Yeah.
Dresses, sweats, goes back in.
I was going to say that this match has been going on for a couple minutes, and not once have they tried to throw a person over the top rope, which is the point of the match.
Paul Diamond nearly sucked into the eternal vortex black hole known as the AWA crowd. That is literally the AWA universe.
Yes. Colonel Beers going up top again. Noah misses the diving headbutt that time.
I think that's the one I mentioned at the top of the show that we saw in the background.
So is Paul Diamond,
spoiler.
Has Paul Diamond moved to outer space? And this match is on his home turf? Is a sports bar in the dark matter?
Yeah, I guess we just assumed it was on Earth, but... That video camera has a very long microphone.
Oh, what are we taking a look at here?
All right, there's some glutes. All right.
It's the first time I've ever seen a slow motion replay of someone getting their head slammed into a turnbuckle. One of the most basic moves of all time.
Turnbuckle smash. Yeah, look at that unicorn horn on that video camera. I assume it's the mic, but...
I gotta give credit to De Beers for his bumping and working a non-existent crowd.
Yeah, I mean, it's not the worst. Oh, not a running bulldog. Very, very rare you see a standing bulldog. But there was one.
Man, I'm waiting for De Beers' pants to fall off.
Yeah.
We're like starting to see a little bit. There he goes. Yep. Little bit of crack.
Yep.
And not just what the Beverly Hills Knockouts were doing before the. He tried to break his neck on that bottom rope.
Is that the moon out behind the referee's head?
Well, this is. Yes, it is the moon. They are in outer space.
Yep. Broadcasting from the International Space Station. I mean, why not go with that? You know, if you're going to do an empty arena, why not just say you're, like, on another planet or something?
The beers were in the crowd again.
And they don't even cut to a crowd reaction at that moment.
You know, the beers also should get props for being the first person involved in this show that does not have a mullet.
Yeah, I do appreciate that.
Oh, diamond over the top rope when he hangs on. Oh, trying to skin the cat.
Let him skin the cat. He bit him. interesting camera work.
Tried to pull him out over the top rope, but I don't know.
Colonel saw it coming, bit his fingers. And then we zoomed in needlessly. And now the color appears to be slightly different for a moment.
I don't know why he was trying to pile drive him on
the
ropes.
The crowd, well aware of the rules, knows the match just ended.
He was going for a pile driver right next to the ropes, of course setting him up perfectly to get backdropped over the top.
Oh, Colonel.
Baron Splitches gets... Did he just get 1 point for that?
Jeez, I guess so.
There's
more. They really think this guy's got a nice face. They zoom in heavy on that thing.
It's like the little brother of Todd Pettengill.
Yeah, and Greg Gagne looks like if Tully Blanchard had never done the drugs.
Oh,
the Sarge coming out.
Why do they keep looking to the ceiling? Saluting the Tron crowd.
The fan in the yellow has fallen down multiple times out of his own seat.
He's against the Terminator.
Mm. Oh, children in the crowd, because that's who Sarge draws, is the kids to the arena.
Mm. Wolf the Terminator, perhaps?
Wolf or Woof?
Cannot find any information of who this is.
Yeah, I wonder if we Google the 1989 Team Challenge series. I don't want to get spoiled, but...
No, this is Marcus Laurinaitis. He is the brother of John and Road Warrior Animal.
Okay. So the one that... there was a Laurinaitis that went to like Ohio State, and I think he might have even made the NFL. I wonder if that is his father.
That is
or was that John's kid?
No, that's Animal's son.
Oh, there is some back hair on this guy.
Yeah.
And chest hair, really everywhere. Oh, so that's Animal's actual son that made it to the NFL?
Yes.
Okay. I probably knew that and forgot it.
Oh, Slaughter, no selling. So is this part of the Team Challenge series, or is this just a warm-up match for Slaughter?
Maybe. maybe this Terminator was sent here to kill Sergeant Slaughter so that he could, you know, what is the word? Skynet? So Skynet could reign supreme in the future. So when I Google the 1989 AWA Team Challenge Series, almost everything that comes up is the fact that it's coming onto the WWE Network. And that's it. Ooh. Hold up. Oh, I did just find the final scores of the 1989 Team Challenge Series. It ran from October 1st to August 11th of 1990.
And they were all heavily taped.
Yeah. So this thing went for almost 11 months.
December in 1991, they filed for bankruptcy. The last taping occurred on August 11th. Is that the same date of 90?
That's when the Team Challenge Series ended in 1990. Kids are really into this one.
Yeah. Okay, kids. Stare off into the abyss.
So the team is listed as Slaughter Snipers, and then it's a backslash, and then De Beers Diamond Cutters. So there's some sort of fallout that occurs that I can't wait to see.
Yeah, I think some of this was on.
Yeah, I do remember AWA being on ESPN. I remember not liking it as a kid, which is pretty remarkable because as a kid, if you like something, you just watch any of it, you know? Mm-hmm. So I'd watch any wrestling, but even as a kid, I'm like, the AWA sucks.
Oh, I got the nice slow motion of the...
Look at the agility.
Whoa, the word.
And all of a sudden, they're just standing. Oh, gosh. Sarge listening for the crowd.
Are they in it? No, they're not in a... Like, you keep looking into the same spot for the crowd.
Yeah. I just wonder, like, how dumb do they think people are? Like, they've shown the same two kids five times. For Sarge, because the kids love Sergeant Slaughter.
Is it just the thought that, hey, you know, once we have actual money, since we're bleeding dollars?
Yeah.
Like, then we'll be able to show this in a regular setting?
I guess.
Because that the women, like, they clearly cut the rock and roll segment on the network.
Yep.
They said it's an hour. It's only 39 minutes.
It was wild to me, too. Is like, we're watching Sergeant Slaughter wrestle some nobody mm-hmm. in an empty room with all the lights off. And, like, a year later, he's going to win the WWF World title. You know, like, year and a half, maybe.
So they were trying to claim that these matches were in a studio. They didn't do that in this episode, but they said there was no audience. Okay. And the reason was they didn't want wrestlers to interfere. That was the kayfabe reason. Ooh. I don't know how the two add together. And of course, it was due to that they had no ticket sales.
And yet they still had a match that ended with, you know, an illegal move, the tag team match.
Yes.
They still cheated. So that one wall with the scaffolding and it looks like a giant camera up there, that's the only one that's not, like, pitch black. And every once in a while we get a nice glimpse of it. Oh, big dropkick from the Sarge. I mean, it's a Sarge and De Beers credit. They're two guys that do not look like they would do anything that leaves their feet all that much. I mean, our last live watch, we watched... Gosh, was it Bill Watts just lay on the mat for 11 minutes?
Right, and do nothing but throw punches.
Yeah, I mean, and these guys are doing drop kicks, diving headbutts, like they're trying.
Oh, though, as we say that, Sergeant Slaughter with the worst move out of the way move ever.
Yep. Big second rope clothesline from the Sarge.
Oh, high five.
Yeah, they're ready for it. They're ready for it.
You know what's coming here.
Eat your heart out, Hulk Hogan.
The Cobra Clutch. The Terminator does not know the counter to this move.
No.
Which, and for some reason, we're showing a clothesline off the second rope. Despite the fact we're in the finish right now. The second rope clothesline reminded Greg Gagne of Mike Singletary of the Chicago Bears.
Yeah, that's exactly what I thought.
Sarge wins by submission. There is no bell.
He is a sweaty mess. Wow. Yeah.
The moon not there for this match, which shows that Paul Diamond only does wrestle in space.
That's true. Yeah. This one was on planet Earth somewhere.
Yes.
Sarge.
Talking to Eric Bischoff.
Yeah, hard fought victory.
Oh, jeez. Eric Bischoff basically calling Sergeant Slaughter fat. It's like, this took longer than your usual matches. Are you in shape?
You're also drenched in sweat, Sarge.
Yes.
G.I. Joe himself.
Yo, Joe. Yeah. It's going to take Greg Gagne a week to recover from doing this episode.
He hasn't even moved his body once. He's just turned his head slightly. I think Greg Gagne is dead at this point. This is Jim Henson and Trump. That's where their budget went. He spent all this money to have oh, there's his arm. Okay. Huh. Oh, and here's some clips of
just random people from old AWA shows. Oh, Yoko Kazuna.
All right, okay. Well, that was something.
That was indeed. Oh, executively produced by Vern Gagne. Mm-hmm.
I would be proud to put my name on that.
what did you think?
I thought it was, I was embarrassed for them. You know, like, I understand their position in 1989. They're basically a dead company. They didn't want to admit it, so they tried something outside the box. But I don't know.
Well, clearly, I mean, it kept them on.
Sure, yeah. I mean, I guess it worked in that sense, right? Like,
right.
It's just, I don't even, the funny thing is, I don't think the Tron video entrance was the worst part, or the Foxy boxing. I think it was the fact that they just had a show with no fans in a dark room. Just like, you can't really explain that away to me.
Well, and they were showing all these videos of fans in a sports bar. So why didn't they just bring a damn ring to the sports bar?
Right, exactly. I mean, or even just spend some money and pay, like, you know, 100 people to come cheer. You know, and just put them on the hard side. You know, I don't know. I'm glad we got to watch it. I will say that much. I'm glad it's there for us to see.
Yes. These are the kind of hidden gems that I love.
Yeah, that is a hidden gem, maybe not the right word, but it's certainly hidden from wrestling history.
Well, I am a fan of the best wrestling and the worst wrestling. It's where you get into the middle ground that it's just boring to me. Yeah, like, I've seen a couple of these hidden gems that are just like Eddie Guerrero and OVW, and it's just like a 10-minute TV match that has absolutely nothing to it. Just where this has
stuff,
the Beverly Hill Knockouts. Apparently rock and roll.
Yeah. It's got a Terminator. It's got random points assigned to teams that we never even saw, like, together.
Yeah, we didn't even see Larry's Legends.
Yeah, the best part of it being the pilot episode is it was already well into the tag series. One team had 17 points already in the pilot episode.
Would you said watch all that. If there were
said
more?
All that, I would watch more. Absolutely. Yeah. Now, in 1989, would I have? Probably not.
Right.
But now, you know, just sort of a binge, simple, easy thing. Oh yeah, I would watch this again in a heartbeat. I would watch this over, you know, Monday Night Raw.
Yeah,
like so I would probably get more enjoyment out of it. You know, I would think. I mean, obviously, Raw's gonna have slightly better production quality, slightly. But you know,
and I think ESPN owns a lot of this. We're probably not going to see.
Maybe to counter, you know, counter program against the WWE Network, it'll be on the Disney streaming service that's coming out.
Oh, that is a great point.
Disney's Hidden Gems will have the AWA Tag Team Challenge series from 1989. And they could put like Disney characters in the Tron, you know. Or maybe they could just go full Tron with it.
They tried. They wanted to.
They could. Maybe we just discovered something, Steve. Did we figure out when did Tron come out? Hang on, let me.
The original that was in the 80s.
Tron was before this, though. Yeah. Let's see, Tron. 1982. So well before this. Okay. Yeah.
Yeah, it was right around the time of Star Wars.
Okay.
Well, I mean, Vern Gagne is a little bit behind the times. Maybe that's where he got the inspiration.
Yeah, maybe that's where he first saw the movie, you know. Oh, but if you read Tron Legacy, which came out in 2010,
mm-hmm.
The plot says in 1989, 7 years after the events of the first film, Kevin Flynn disappears.
Ooh.
So I'm just going to go ahead and call it and say that this is now part of the Tron universe.
There are a fair amount of 1990 All-Star Wrestlings on YouTube.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay. We might have to get Mr. Butler in on this and weigh in, give us his thoughts and analysis on the universe of Tron and how it relates to the AWA Tag Team Challenge series. Do we have full episodes on YouTube? Just clips? What do we have there?
It looks like full episodes.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
I'm having a hard time figuring out this guy's
playlist. Is it Gumper Van Leer?
I found a Leaflex.
Okay. Because Gumper Van Leer has some clips. And some full episodes as well. Shawn Michaels, Kurt Hennig, Stan Hansen, Jerry Blackwell.
There's quite a lot on here.
Yeah.
All right, guys. We and girls who are listening, we are out of time for the Team Challenge series. And I know what I'm going to do the rest of my weekend. It involves watching an entire year of the HWA. Likely being kicked out of the house. I know the library's got good Wi-Fi, so.
I also wonder, too, like, I don't have the desire to, nor the knowledge to, but I wonder if you could find stock footage of, like, crowds or bar crowds. How hard it would be to find the exact footage that was used for the crowds in this show. You know, it's yes. Gotta be. I would guess it's stock and they didn't even pay people to cheer. They probably just found video of people already cheering.
Oh, yeah. So that was October and there's stuff from 89 on here too. All right. I'm going to.
Continuity.
Yeah. And I'm the type of person who wants to go in order of everything.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Don't want to miss a thing here.
No.
I mean, gosh, we missed one episode and we're 17 points behind on each team.
They're still doing house shows and tapings in Chicago in mid-89.
Gosh, could you imagine going to an AWA house show? Like, I remember as a kid when, like, getting to go to house shows like once or twice, and it was a big thing. Like, if your dad comes home, he says, "Son, I'm gonna take you to the wrestling matches tonight." You're excited to go see the Ultimate Warrior, Demolition, or something, and you just go see Tommy Jammer. and he makes direct eye contact with you because there's only 70 people in the whole building.
and 20 of them are a camera crew and
right. Oh yeah, okay, the AWA,
that's there it is. Yeah, yep. If anyone has any recommendations of other things to watch, either really good or really bad, give us a drop on Place to Be Nation, either at our Twitter, at Place2BNation. You can, if you're involved in the live chats on Facebook, you can just send us a message, and we will take that into consideration. We will watch everything, and we will have fun doing it.
I will say, if you give us bad suggestions, though, like, there's bad that's fun to watch like this, and there's bad that, you know what I'm saying? Like, there's bad that we don't want to see. Don't send us boring stuff. You know, boring bad is not, it's not a good live watch. It's not a good any type of watch. But outside the box, weird, random stuff like this is right up our alley. We would love to get some links and some suggestions. And we would sit down and watch it and record it for your listening and viewing pleasure.
Indeed. Well, Jordan, thank you very much for coming on with me this morning, and yeah, it was a blast.
Yeah, from the past.
Yeah, it was a blast from the past. So indeed, we'll see you next time we decide to do this, whenever it is. Send in your suggestions, and I'm gonna go just do things in slow motion because it is a cutting edge technology.
I'm gonna go stare at the moon for a while.
Paul Diamond.
Yep.
All right. Goodbye, everyone.
Promotional consideration paid for by the following.
Place to Be Nation's Justin Rosero and Chad Campbell here. We want to let you know that we have a ton of great podcasts available to you on iTunes, Stitcher, Google Play, and PlaceToBeNation.com. And we now offer them to you on two great feeds. On the Place to Be Nation Wrestling feed, we bring you the Mothership, the Place to Be podcast, Main Event, Survey Says, Wrestling War Zone, a Monday Night Wars podcast retrospective, No Holds Barred, Jeff Learns Wrestling, and our monthly pay-per-view reaction shows. On top of that, we're also dipping into the vault, re-releasing the entire catalog of Where the Big Boys Play for your enjoyment. And in addition to these full-length shows, we also deliver special network pod blasts on topics old and new.
The Place to Be Nation pop feed is loaded with great content, offering such tremendous shows covering the land of pop culture, such as Geek and Sassy, Talkin' Pop, the Glenn Butler Podcast Hour Spectacular, Sunday Groove, PTB in Play, Freak Out Drive-In, Songs with Friends, Looking Forward, Looking Back, and Lucha Undead, as well as a veritable podcast heaven for comics fans with the Hard Traveling Fanboys, Sellers Points, Conversation Comics, DC Post Crisis Management, Marvel Age, and Marvel Age Masterclass, plus weekly pod blasts that cover the gamut of comic topics. The feed is also filled with insightful sports content, including the NBA team, This Week in the NFL, and more.
And you can find all these current shows, plus archives of our past podcasts, including The Kevin Kelly Show, as well, by subscribing to both feeds on iTunes. And while there, be sure to rate and leave feedback as well. All of these shows, plus others, available at PlaceToBeNation.com. We cover pro wrestling, sports, movies, comics, in-depth stretch projects, and more. Be sure to support our site by using PlaceToBeNation.com/Amazon while doing your online shopping. And download our free PTB Vintage Vault Refresh ebooks via the links on our site. We also want to thank our friends at Boneheads Wing Bar, ProWrestlingOnly.com, and TheHistoryOfWrestling.com. Be sure to follow us on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and Tumblr as well. PlaceToBeNation.com, the only place to be in your pop culture world.